Welcome back. Let's get started with the Nourishment Week. You have just completed the week where you've learned to keep both your skin and your energy purified. Now you will learn how to take good care of yourself by being able to nourish both your skin and your energy day after day. You are learning to listen more and more to your body, to your feelings, and to become aware of when your body and your energy go below a certain level of well-being and vitality. You are learning how to keep them steady in that amazing state of vitality that belongs to you, that makes you unique. In this Nourishment Week, you will learn to increase your vitality even more, no matter what happens to you when you're out in the world. Have you ever noticed those little plants that grow beside computers or TVs, compared to those which are placed next to big, bright windows? You will have certainly noticed how the first ones are usually lifeless and wilted, while the others are flourishing and full of life. You may have even heard of an experiment where two plants of the same species were placed in an entrance to an office. Every day, the staff, before heading to their desks, would give a compliment to one of the plants and insult the other. Well, what do you think happened? Yes, it's just as you think. The plant, fed with insults, became uglier day by day, while the one fed with compliments became increasingly beautiful and luxuriant. I want you to ask yourself now, what words do you feed your mind with every day? This morning, when you woke up, what words did you tell yourself? Bright, motivating, energetic, proactive words? Words are sacred. They deserve respect. If you get the right ones in the right order, you can nudge the world a little. Tom Stoppard. Now, take a deep breath in and another one and another. Listen to your feelings, to how your body feels. Remember, every time you breathe out, let go of any tension. Repeat to yourself, I deserve to feel well. I deserve to access my vitality and my energy. I am ready to nourish it every day. And today, I choose to feed it with kind words. Yes, I deserve kindness. And the more I treat myself kindly, the more others will as well. So, knowing what activities you have ahead of you today, let a sentence or a word come from your heart now, a nourishing word. The word that, if repeated several times during the day, will allow you to feel much stronger, much more confident. It could be, I deserve kindness. I am special. What I think is valuable. Or, I am proud of myself. Remember, nourish, nourish, nourish your energy, feeding it with words of love directed at yourself. It doesn't matter how much you believe them yet. Start doing it. Start saying the words, and they will work inside of you. Until you realize that your energy and what occurs in your day are increasingly influenced by what you tell yourself. So, I wish you a wonderful and brilliant day, and enjoy feeding your precious energy with words of love. Remember the plants. Like them, you will also become increasingly beautiful and radiant, no matter where you are now. Have a great day.